Radio Network.
We've got an author coming up to discuss the State Bank of North Dakota and more, how to take our monetary system back from the offshore bankers. We're in our final segment with Charlie Veash, and we've got links up to his website at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The website is cveach.org, just C in front of the name veach.org. That's the love police taking action, doing a great job, and being persecuted. Because that's when you really know how evil these governments are, is when you actually stand up against them. And it's only going to get worse unless we stand up now together. We outnumber them 1,000 to 1, and they know that. Mark in Philly, you're on the air for our guests. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you, Charlie. Listen, Alex, to me, what's happening here is this is an attack. It's an attack on the seed of who we are as human beings. It's an attack on our consciousness. It's an attack. They're attacking the DNA of who we are. They're seeking to attack the food DNA. They're seeking to attack the DNA of our laws, of a free republic.
Yeah, they're playing God. They're rewriting the universe in their Hellraiser image.
So to me, they might be the great deceivers, but we are the great perceivers. And you are leading that, along with others like yourself, Charlie, and others around the globe. And we have to wake up and wake up our perceptions. And to me, and because I've called into you before, to me it's about learning how to see, learning how to perceive, not only with our eyes, but with all of our being, our consciousness. We have many abilities, many talents, many gifts as Homo sapiens. This is an attack on Homo sapiens. The common people of around the globe aren't at war with each other. We have much in common.
No, we have a scientific, technocratic elite playing God. They know what makes us tick, and they're manipulating us, and they're altering our DNA through the toxins. That's admitted. Human DNA is now changing rapidly. They are poisoning us. The world government's only the beginning. They want to get rid of us. And in closing, oh, that was a great call, Mark. I want you to, speak to what he was just saying.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. It's an ongoing battle between left brain and right brain, between the machine hearts and machine minds and the spiritual, alive human beings. The machine men, they hate us because they are so jealous of the love that we have in our hearts. They are so jealous of the fact that we don't give up, that we actually stand for truth and for each other. So they will always try and control us because they don't understand us. And, fear leads to anger leads to hate leads to suffering. They fear us, which is why they are so desperate to control us, and they will fail. And I'm happy to say they will fail, and I'll make sure they fail my end. I hope everyone does their end as well.
Yeah, I can hear Yoda. Hate leads to the dark side.
Indeed.
And there's no doubt the dark side is upon us. Let's jam in one more call. Let's talk to Bobby in Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, my friend.
Fellow thought criminal today. Listen, I wanted to ask your guest from England if he thinks that we have, or that they have something kind of like we do here in the Western states, like North and South Com, and how did England go from kind of being a what happened to us back in the 80s, where we were worried about the communists, and all of a sudden it just kind of flips over and turns against the people? Because I think it happened there faster, where the state kind of turned against the people. Is that true?
Well, they started a lot of that by staging terror attacks, blaming it on the IRA, and we're going to keep you safe, and then political correctness. But I appreciate your call. Comments on that quickly.
Well, the way they do it is the way they've always done it, is mainstream media. Just keep repetition. Just, tell people about climate change and that human beings are the problem, that we're pathetic. And the Hollywood as well, and also, British film is Hollywood films nowadays. Just keep reminding people that they're worthless, that they are the biggest problem. And in all the newspapers, you don't get good news on the newspaper. You hear about rape, war, famine, stabbings, murder. And, people start to think, oh, my God, we are terrible creatures. Thank God we have these elites to look after us. And it's a propaganda war, as your channel, Alex. It's an info war.
Charlie Veach of the Love Police. Look forward to talking to you again in the future. Keep up the great work, and folks can contact you and get involved in what you're doing. Or they can roll over and get scared and give in to these people. We're about getting past the fear and taking action. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to leave you.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Interspersed throughout the last 52 minutes of broadcast today, I'm going to hit on other important market news, police state news, military news that I haven't gotten to yet with our guest. And we're also going to continue with taking some of your phone calls today. But I've gotten a lot of calls about this the last 4 or 5 months, and it certainly is just another good alternative and an idea out there of having state-chartered banks that aren't run by offshore banks that create derivatives and then loan it basically to pension funds and governments and private investors. And to understand that, you've got to identify the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. I mean, it's just that simple. Because the Bank of England is the same system, the EU Central Bank is the same system. This is the global private cartel that is taking control of the planet through the fact that they can just create all the money they want for themselves, all of the assets, all of the credit that they want. And this is the group setting up world government. This is the group erasing borders. This is the group that owns both political parties. This is the group that runs Goldman Sachs in every major regulatory position, with the foxes guarding the hen house, with Elena Kagan saying she wants your free speech, she wants your guns. She's a Goldman Sachs member. She's written several books. EllenBrown.com is her website. She's an attorney. In Los Angeles, of course, written Web of Debt And she also has written some interesting articles. Cash-starved states need to play the banking game. North Dakota shows how. So we'll talk about that state bank. And here's a quote from Francis Bacon. He that will not apply new remedies must expect new evils, for time is the greatest innovator. And she joins us now. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Alex.
Tell us a little bit about yourself for those that just joined us. Break down your take on the banking cartel, where we are economically worldwide right now, what you see happening there. And then let's talk about a solution. It isn't a perfect solution. It won't fix everything. But instead of having a private Federal Reserve, I mean, even if the feds won't get control, even if the Congress won't take control of the issuance of currency and credit as they are commanded to in the Constitution, we can move at the state level as part of the state's rights movement to set up state banks. So let's go through it.
Exactly. That's where I think we have the most opportunity to get a foot in the door is at the state level, because Congress is totally bought and paid for by Wall Street. But the states are desperate. They've got—they have to balance their budgets. Unlike the federal government, which is $13 trillion in debt and just keeps going. I mean, they haven't paid off the federal debt since 1838. But the states are required to balance their budgets, and they're all in the red except one state. There's only one solvent state at the moment, and that's North Dakota. Actually, Montana is solvent at the moment, but by 2011, they project that they're going to be in the red, so they're going to have to slash services.
And the big central banks are doing the same thing they've done in hundreds of third world nations. They go in, they get the countries in debt so they can then be economically subservient to the banking cartel that makes the money out of nothing. And so you have all these unfunded mandates. The states are going bankrupt. What does the federal government do? Even more unfunded mandates. And then as things go completely bankrupt, the feds just absorb the states. So the states have got to rebel through their 9th and 10th Amendment powers now or never reverse this.
Right. All of our money actually is created by banks in the form of loans. That's my book, Web of Debt. That's the basic premise, the thing that most people don't realize. Most people think the government creates money and that it's the government's fault that we have all these troubles. But if the government did create money, why are they $13 trillion in debt? In fact, it all comes from banks.
Yeah, Kennedy issued some of our own money and got his head blown off. The last president to do it, of course, was Lincoln. For those that don't know, that's a good place to start. Explain to them how fractional reserve banking works. And now with derivatives, it's not even fractional. They just make up whatever they want.
Right. Fractional reserve lending goes back to the 17th century when the goldsmiths would take people's gold for safekeeping, and nobody really wanted to carry around this heavy, dangerous gold. So the goldsmiths gave them little paper receipts that later evolved into banknotes. And they soon discovered that they could lend 10 times as many banknotes as they actually had gold, because people would only come for their gold 10% of the time. So that was the origin of our 10% fractional reserve system. We still have the 10%, even though there's no longer any gold in the system. It's still roughly true that people come for their money, come to the bank about 10% of the time, and 90% of the time they leave their money in the bank. So banks are able to leverage their deposits by about a factor of 10. In other words, they can lend many times more money than they actually have, and that's how credit is created. Well, in fact, today banks don't even look at their reserves. They don't pay any attention to what deposits they have when they make a loan. If a good borrower, say a good client, a corporate client, comes to the bank and wants a loan, the bank just writes it into their account. And then it worries about the reserves later. So let's say you came in and you wanted a $500,000 loan to buy a house, and you would sign a mortgage, and the bank counts that as a negotiable instrument. That's an asset to themselves because you have promised to pay that sum over time. So they write that on one side of their books as an asset, and on the other side, they write it as a liability to themselves, because you are now going to be able to write checks on that $500,000 that they're going to write into your account. And when you do, the bank will have to pay out on that. So that's where the money comes from, that liability where you're allowed to write checks. That's the origin of all the money that circulates in the economy except for coins, which now compose only 1/10,000th of the total money supply, the M3 money supply. So,
and as the public begins to learn that gold and silver is real money versus crud paper that's being devalued globally across the board, not just our currency, you're going to see, as people rush into gold, its price go up according to all the laws of economics.
Well, true, and I myself am a heavy believer in gold and silver, but right now our entire money system is a series of legal agreements. There's nothing behind it, and it's actually not that bad of a system except for the fact that it's privately owned. We have private bankers pretending to have money. That's what Jefferson said. Thomas Jefferson said when he figured this out, like 20 years after the Continental Congress, and he figured out that the first U.S. bank was just pretending to have money. So he called them bold and bankrupt adventurers, just pretending to have money. So we had been tricked by them into giving them the power to issue our currency, so that banks still have the power to issue our currency and lend it to us. But if it were a publicly owned bank, so that the interest went back to the public, then it would be a mathematically sustainable system.
And that's what the Constitution states it should be. But if the feds won't do it, we're trying to audit the Fed and having more success, we can still go to the state level. Now, here's a quote out of a local paper in North Dakota. It says, North Dakota is a sparsely populated state of less than 700,000, known for cold weather, isolated farmers, and the hit movie Fargo. Yet, for some reason, it defies the real estate cliche of location, location, location. Since 2000, the state's GMP, gross product, has grown 56%. Personal income has grown 43%, and wages have grown 34%. This year, the state has a budget surplus of $1.2 billion, and you believe from your research a lot of that has to do with it having a state bank. Break that down and explain the difference between a state bank and, say, J.P. Morgan.
Well, this would be a state-owned bank. Of course, all states have state banks.
I mean a state-owned bank.
State-owned bank. North Dakota is the only state that owns its own bank, and it's owned it since 1919. It was set up under circumstances very similar to what we have today. It was a populist movement. The farmers were losing their farms to the Wall Street bankers. And when they realized that their money was going out of state and that it was actually being fraudulently taken, that the farmers were not being able to sell their perfectly good grain to the granaries, which were a cartel with the railroads, which were a cartel with the banks. It was all one big cartel. Back, you know, the Rockefeller days. When they figured that out, they banded together, formed a political party, which they called the Nonpartisan League. It was neither right nor left. It was just a group of farmers trying to keep their own credit in their own state. So all the states could have the same sort of flourishing GDP that they have, but we are all suffering from a credit crisis that was precipitated in Wall Street because the Wall Street banks got in trouble with their dodgy collateral, et cetera. So North Dakota just escaped all that. By law, all the state revenues go into the Bank of North Dakota. So they have a huge potential deposit base. And it's set up as North Dakota doing business as the Bank of North Dakota. So it's set up as a DBA. All of the assets of the state are the assets of the bank. So it's got a huge potential capital base, a huge deposit base, and it can leverage that into many times that sum in loans.
And they have the fractional reserve power to empower the people, and that way the money stays in the state. It's not sold into derivatives to Thailand or to Russia or to England. And so you have sovereignty and you have transparency. Instead of take the state of Texas, takes most of the tax money, invest it in secretive funds and derivatives, and then the comprehensive annual financial reports show they've got a double set of books, And that was okay, though it gave the bankers great power, the private bankers, when the derivatives were on the way up. But now the states are all bankrupt because the bankers set them up. They swindled all the tax money investments, and so now we're defunct just where the bankers wanted us. So in this big states' rights movement, we need to move to have other states look at state banks. That is state, where the state's money is in a public bank. Stay there. We'll be right back.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Ritas Resources. May 20th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1181.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.1349, $606.75 for a half ounce, or $303.37 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.1349, $606.75, or $303.37.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is a short segment, long segment coming up, but this is so important. I know it's not basketball or football or getting drunk for new listeners out there that may be tuning in, but it's getting control of our lives. If we let offshore banks have the power to issue all the currency and credit they want, they're going to take over, and they have, and announce themselves our rulers and a new empire. And they're very corrupt, wicked people who also believe in eugenics. So we must take our states back to get our federal government back. And the example of North Dakota is a great case point example. Now you've written about this in your book. You've got webofdebt.com. Let's walk through what a state bank is. Not a state charter bank, but a bank of the state that's transparent, and how this could be rolled out in other states.
In North Dakota, as I mentioned, all of the revenues of the state go into the bank, and then those become the deposits. Plus, they take depositors from individuals, or take deposits. So, you know, the way banking works, the bank just makes loans to anybody it wants to make loans to. But then when the checks go out of the bank, they have to clear through a clearing house, usually the Federal Reserve. But the Bank of North Dakota isn't actually a member of the. Well, I guess they are a member, but they don't have FDIC insurance, and they don't use it. So anyway, the checks have to clear by, you have to have the same amount going in the way of deposits as you have going out. As far as I can see, that's really just a ruse to make it look like you're not creating money on your books, because those deposits coming in are like Mr. Smith's check that just came in is not the same. It's not the money that Mr. Jones has going out in the form of a check. In other words, Mr. Smith never said that Mr. Jones could borrow his money. And you never go into the bank and they say, I'm sorry, we just lent your money out for 30 years, come back later. They always have the money. It's because they have this sort of fungible pool, and they make that pool sort of serve all purposes.
Well, the goldsmiths discovered 500 years ago that they would hold your gold because you didn't want to keep it in your house, and then they could give you the receipts, and that no one hardly ever came in at once wanting all their gold. And even if a few people did, you still had enough, so that's what allowed it. But explain to people how a state bank like North Dakota has empowers the people, and how it works and how it's different from the system that the private bankers have.
Okay. In North Dakota, the state bank is actually pretty much a banker's bank. They do make some commercial loans, but mostly they are partnering with the other banks. So where all the other state banks have a capital problem because of the Bank for International Settlement capital requirement and the fact that they had this dodgy collateral on their books that froze the whole credit mechanism, et cetera. It used to be that there were secondary lenders called shadow lenders, the investors, who would buy these collateralized debt obligations, which are bundled mortgages, off the banks, and then that would clear their books, and they could make another set of loans and another set of loans, all based on the same capital. But when those shadow lenders went away, the banks were stuck with the limits of their original capital. So that froze up credit. Well, in North Dakota, the Bank of North Dakota serves as it partners with those banks, and it takes the loans off their books, making room for more and more. So generally, the community banks, the local banks, are dealing directly with the customers, and then the Bank of North Dakota backstops those banks, rather like the Federal Reserve does. It's sort of like the mini Fed for the state.
Yeah, it's the insurance policy, but you know, not just the Bank of North Dakota. We see local state banks that are private being much more healthy than the big mega banks that created these derivatives. And under the new bank re-regulation legislation, actually written by Goldman Sachs and others, it allows them to come in and take over the healthy state or regional banks.
Right.
So we see a major consolidation taking place here.
Right. So that if you have a state bank, it can help those struggling little banks that are struggling with. Now they're talking about raising the capital requirement. They're making it even more difficult for the little local banks, and so the state bank can help with that. One major advantage is that all the interest goes back to the state. So in North Dakota, it's actually a big moneymaker for the state. They get a big dividend every year, so that reduces the amount of taxes that people have to pay. But plus, it's got a mission statement that is geared toward helping the state. So where a private bank, like any corporation, has to serve its shareholders. So if Goldman Sachs can make more money speculating in derivatives, then in and making commercial loans to businesses that might go bankrupt. They have to speculate. That's what their business model is. They have to serve their private shareholders.
And they have lobbyists at the state level getting the state to invest tax money in their system, giving them more power. Stay there. Let's come back and talk about how we roll this out in other states and if you're starting to see this being discussed in other states.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
As we've been tragic on the wine spread, much too long, prevail.
We're going back to Ellen Brown here in just a moment. I wanted to run over some news headlines here. Congressman Poe speaks out as another Mexican helicopter invades U.S. And this is directly from the House Representatives website. We have a flashback article. While government treats citizens as terrorists, Mexican military invades U.S. It is getting crazy right now. Immigrant crossings into Arizona on the rise as it's being announced in Spanish media that it's a mission to invade the United States and turn it into Mexico. American school kids aren't allowed to wear American flags. Agenda 21 alert, immigration theater, key article by Cassandra Anderson up at Infowars.com breaking down how this is really about bringing in a North American union. Continuing, anarchist group claims Ottawa bank firebombing. Very serious news on that front. Ottawa police investigating Royal Bank firebombing. Obama tells Mexican president, quote, "We are not defined by our borders." More treasonous, treacherous statements, BP and Coast Guard threatened to arrest journalists for covering oil-polluted shoreline Louisiana. That, they did that to CBS News. Talk about arrogance. I already mentioned this, but woman's home confiscated over small water bill. Says Valentine lost her two-story brick home after she the city sold her debt to investors for $362 through a continuous and Byzantine legal process called tax sale. A little-known type of foreclosure can enrich investors as growing numbers of property owners struggle to pay their bills. I mean, they're taking people's houses now, folks, for $300, okay? I mean, this country is just in flames. Meanwhile, dictator of failed state Calderon lectures Americans about freedom, calls for an end to the Second Amendment, and when he addressed Congress today. I mean, this is Twilight Zone, what's happening. But that's what happens with corruption. Once it gets to a certain point, it just drops off the edge of the earth. It just plunges into pure evil. Bangkok in flames after army storms protest camp, AP. Bangkok under curfew after fresh anti-government violence. Greek strikers march on parliament, protesting against losing their pension funds and 401ks. Oh, yeah, the government's – I have an article today where they're saying they're getting ready to take U.S. pension funds out of the Financial Times of London. Just incredible. And, again, Obama's pushing for total amnesty, total legalization. The list just goes on and on and on of what is happening in this nation and how things are just deteriorating so quickly as the lawless criminals at every level of government just have open season on our republic. Here's another one out of the Denver Post. Douglas County votes to charge fees for school bus rides. Then you read what it's for, a $2 million program to make the kids have biometric ID cards they swipe and to GPS the school buses. So there's no money for the roads and the sidewalks, but there's money for these security companies to set up this prison grid. Here's another key article. Feds move to throw pot smokers in prison for impaired driving. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. And actually has a link to the National Drug Policy Strategy saying that they're going to have warrantless blood checkpoints. You've heard about those. And that they can find marijuana for up to 100 days, generally just 30. And of any cannabis that over 80% of the public reportedly smokes from time to time, I guess I'm part of the 20% that rarely smokes pot. I smoked it here and there. Don't really like it. But the issue is, it doesn't matter. They're just going to take your blood. You've got all these universities saying, got to give us DNA to, you know, get into the university. It's just so incredible that now they're going to take your blood at checkpoints and or a cheek swab, and if they find THC, prison time. Prison time. So you smoke pot 100 days ago, doesn't matter, you're going to prison. Here's one, U.S. states pension funds becoming federal issue. It talks about state pension funds going bankrupt because they invested them in derivatives. Don't worry, the feds are going to take it over and only give you part of your money back. Folks, it's happened everywhere else, and it's happening here. People better get their priorities straight. Going back to Ellen Brown, the website's webofdebt.com. She's got a great book out on the subject of the Federal Reserve. But another important article, cash-strapped states need to play the banking game. North Dakota shows how. Let's say you were on national news, Ellen, and you had 5 minutes to explain this, the basic bullet points, why it's important, what the alternative means going with the offshore bankers. I mean, if you had 5 minutes to just nail it and to crystallize why this is such a great avenue to financial liberty and sovereignty and freedom, what would you say?
Well, we still have a credit freeze on in all the states. And if you own your own bank, you can create credit. And states have a huge deposit and capital base with which they can leverage their money and create credit. So they could fund many things that we think we don't have the money for now, like infrastructure and education and low-cost housing. Plus, states are paying, well, in California, we're paying an average of 4.7% interest on our debt. If you're a bank, banks borrow from each other at the federal funds rate of 0 to 0.25%. That's what the Fed funds rate is right now. So it's an average of something like 0.2%. So if you're a bank, just for starters, the state could start funding its projects at a very low interest rate. And we've seen that, recently there was a lawsuit for these big banks that were colluding to filing for interest. Plus, we're subject to the rating agencies. You know, California, where I live, has a rating that's just hovering above Reese's. And we in California, the state has never defaulted on its debt. And there are the Wall Street banks, which would be bankrupt totally if we, the people, including largely California, hadn't bailed them out. They are paying this incredibly low interest rate, and we're paying a high rate because of our bad credit rating. So we could play their game. In other words, we can step into their shoes and get all the perks that a bank gets by being a bank.
Continue.
I had started to explain about how banks create money. When a bank, it creates money on its books, and then the check goes out of the bank, and then it has to clear it. And if the bank doesn't have the deposits to make it clear, then it just borrows that money back from the other banks, and it borrows at 0.2% interest. So essentially what it does is it creates money. The money goes out, and it borrows that very same money back. In other words, the pool has enough money out there because it just created it and put it out into the pool. It borrows that same money back at 0.2% interest, the Fed funds rate, or, you know, 1 point something if they're taking longer CDs or whatever, but still it's a very low interest rate. And then they relend that to the states at, like, California 4.7%, or to individuals at 6% or something, or on credit cards up to 30% or whatever it is. So they're getting this huge spread. And if you own the bank, then that spread becomes taxpayer money. I mean, it goes back into the pool and feeds the pool. You had mentioned about the comprehensive annual financial reports. I was just asked to speak at a government finance officers convention about a month ago in Missouri. So I had a chance to talk to all these finance officers. And they said, indeed, that they had these huge rainy day pools that were anywhere from 20% to 75% of their budget that they had to stock away in this rainy day fund. And the reason was that, unlike banks, which have this infinite credit line and can borrow anytime they want, states, they can't borrow. You know, they have to go to the voters and do a bond issue. It's a big, laborious process, and it's never certain whether it's even going to happen. They don't know if they're going to be able to auction off their bonds. So it's actually happened in Missouri there, where a city would just come to a standstill. Like, there would be no money for anything, and the city would stop because they didn't plan their budgets correctly. So just to make sure, they stock away all this money in rainy day funds. Well, you can't, like in California, I know the treasurer manages $70 billion in a treasurer's pool of this sort of rainy day fund. So the state's like $26 billion in debt, and we have $70 billion sitting in this investment pool. But you're not allowed to touch it because it's all earmarked for different things. Like, Governor Schwarzenegger tried to get some of the highway fund money, and the court in San Diego said, no, that's earmarked for highways. You have to use it.
Well, to interrupt, it's basically all rigged to the big mega banks, and now they've taken over society, and NAFTA and GATT has destroyed our industrial base. And now to cover this breaking news, and we'll continue with you in a moment, ma'am, world stocks tumble as debt woes rumble on. And the more trillions the bankers get, the worse things get, the less they loan. This is their system. World markets fell sharply once again Thursday as sentiment continued to be hit by concerns about the continent's debt crisis, and figures showed an unexpected increase in U.S. jobless claims last week. The worries left most of the world's leading indexes now trading below where they were in 2010. At the start of 2010, in Europe, the FTSE 100 index of leading British shares closed down 84.95 points, or 1.7%, at 5,073.13, while Germany's DAX slid to 120.79 points, or 2%, to 5,867.88. The CAC 40 in France ended 79.15 points, or 2.3% lower, at 3,432.52. Things got no better on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 209.87 points, or 2%, at 10,000. 2,350, while the broader Standard & Poor's 500 futures dropped 25.06 points, or 2.3% to 1,089.99. The euro debt crisis continued to be the main point of interest in the markets, and fears are growing that it may prove to be the catalyst to a renewed downturn in global growth. There has been no growth, if not an outright slide back into recession. We've never been out of the recession, folks. Three-quarters of recession is depression. While stocks tank, oil prices slid below $70 a barrel. The 10-year U.S. Treasury yields dropped to a 2010 low. Sentiment is awful and confidence has been trashed, said David Buick, markets analyst at BGC Partners. I mean, the issue here is, folks, it's only going to get worse. Like we told you 2 years ago in the last stage crisis. Okay, the stimulus money's only spent on sweetheart insiders. This is a criminal consolidation. We have the internal emails of Goldman Sachs. Either they are brought to justice and kicked out of our country, along with Calderon saying this is Mexico and he wants our guns. Either we wake up and get angry, which is starting to happen, or we become debt slaves. And they'll do it. They're experts at it. They know how to bring you down into financial slavery. They know how to put a police state in to suppress you. They've done it hundreds of times. This is hardcore information, and everything is unfolding according to their program. But the awakening is bigger than they thought it would be, and Brzezinski and others are starting to panic. Knowing how this system works, Ellen Brown, and you know, it's one thing to know it's coming. It's another thing to now see it here and to know where we're going from this point straight down. Being a lawyer, researcher, author on the Federal Reserve, I mean, do you ever have a sense of unrealness yourself? Because I know I feel like that it's just so incredible, the earth-shaking events that are happening right now, and the public's somewhat awake, but if they had any idea just how horrific this is, I think they'd be even more awake and more angry, because I talk to so many yuppies who say, I'm glad the euro's plunging, that'll help us. No, we're going down too. We're all under the same global system. And if people just live in denial about this, I don't think people understand. This is the beginning of the implosion, as bad as it is. We ain't seen nothing yet, as they say.
My book, Web of Debt, the theme of it is the Wizard of Oz, and that's the whole idea that nothing is what we think. Actually, the Wizard of Oz was written as a monetary allegory in the 1890s when they had a big populist movement for money reform, which is what I think we need to do today. They almost won. And now we've seen 100 years later that the bankers have messed everything up. It is time for us to step in and take back our government by taking back the money power. We have lost the power to issue our own money and our own credit, and that's where we lost our government. So, yeah. In the case of the euro, all those countries, they're all in debt. Now, how is that possible if they're all in debt? It's because they're in debt to bankers, which create their money and lend it to them.
And it's designed, the bankers brag, as a black hole to consolidate the small banks, to bankrupt the states, the nations. It is designed to give them total power.
That's right. And the head is at the Bank for International Settlements, which is now tightening the screws even more they're talking about
global VAT, global carbon taxes. Yeah, break down from your research the pyramidal power structure. Who's at the top? And again, the very bankers that engineered the crisis now saying, give us global taxes, give us total control, or the economy's going to implode.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way the bankers in general have kept a tight rein on economies is by contracting the money supply. So they never allow enough money to be out there to run the whole economy. And therefore, people have to borrow. And that starts this whole pyramid or Ponzi scheme where you have to have more and more borrowers to support the money supply. So you could say that the Bank for International Settlements is responsible for all this, this whole collapse of this whole recent collapse. In 1988, they imposed Basel I, the first capital requirement. And at that time, the Japanese banks were the biggest creditors in the world. The Japanese economy was booming and the banks were huge. And so the Bank for International Settlements raised the capital requirement a mere 2% from 6% to 8%. But because the Japanese banks didn't have it, they froze. So that just killed the Japanese banks. didn't use that term, but that was the only way they could keep them alive. So Japan has never recovered from that. But we avoided it, our Wall Street banks avoided it, by getting into this whole securitization thing where the banks would bundle up loans and sell them off to investors.
Well, they didn't just survive. They got more power. That was their next phase to economically destroy the West.
Right. Well, then when they no longer were even going to have the loans on their books, they didn't care what kind of what was in these loans because it wasn't going to be their problem. So they were doing subprime. Any borrower that walked in the door, they would sign them up because they got they churned the loans, you know, got fees.
And then they sold those as AAA rated, certifying pure garbage. This has been an amazing interview. I look forward to having you back on. In the future, Ellen Brown, people can find out more at ellenbrown.com, or they can go to webofdebt.com. Of course, our websites are infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. But in the last 30 seconds, how long do you think it'll be until they fully implode the U.S. publicly?
Well, I'm hoping that we can, what we need to do is set up our own independent credit system, and then we can avoid that. If we set up our own, a better mousetrap, then we can let all those, the big banks and the derivative scheme, et cetera, collapse, and we will have our own funding mechanism. That's my hope.
You know what? Do a minute or two on the other side with us. I want to ask you that question about are other states looking at the Bank of North Dakota model?
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They went after Ron Paul in 2007, 2008, saying he was a racist with no evidence, just made up. And now they say if you're against government health care, you're a racist, or you want sovereignty, you're a racist. And it's not going to work with Rand Paul, but the neocons are attacking him. Rachel Maddow is attacking him. We've got a key article up at prisonplanet.com by Steve Watson. Desperate establishment launches baseless racist attack on Rand Paul. Going back to a final comment from Ellen Brown, lawyer, author, and researcher on the banking system worldwide. Just real fast, because the show's almost over, and we appreciate your time. Are other states now starting to look at this? Because I'm hearing a lot of talk about the State Bank of North Dakota. I'm hearing a lot of talk about trying to get legislation for the states to save themselves. We know the states have a big appetite for 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment powers right now, and there's a big awakening. Are we seeing any movement towards other states setting up their own banking system?
Yes. Yes, there are actually five states that have bills pending. Three of them with full-blown bills, you know, that talk about where they're going to get capital and deposits. That would be Michigan, Illinois, and Washington State. And then two other states that are proposing to study such a bill. And then there are three other states besides that where they've discussed it in the legislature and they're talking about doing bills. And there are eight candidates from all different persuasions. I think there's three Democrats, two Republicans, two Greens, and one Independent that are all including it in their platform.
So this is really starting to gain steam thanks to your work and others out there. Let me guess, the Federal Reserve lobbyists are against this.
I really haven't heard anyone be against it. I did see one objection in the Detroit News. Somebody said that Detroit didn't have $150 million, which is what they were proposing for their capital base. But that's what I started to say about that CAFRA money, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, the Rainy Day Funds. You could tap up that money as your capital base, even though you can't spend it. You can invest it. So you could invest that money as capital in a bank. Or pension funds, you know, they invest in equity, stock equity, so they could do it. You know, Joseph Stiglitz said that $700 billion that was put up for bailing out the banks, what they should have done was use that $700 billion as the capital for a bank, and they would have $7 trillion in credit.
Yeah, but that gives people control of their own lives and makes government sovereign, and we don't want that. And of course, he's a two-time Nobel Prize winner, one of the prizes for economics. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Yeah, we're slaves of the bankers, and there's a global rebellion, an awakening happening against these people. And they'll distract you with the Republican, Democrat, black versus white, all this other stuff. They'll make movies like Machete to glorify race war, to try to get us fighting with each other and paint it as liberal. It's nothing but divide and conquer. And clearly, the people are now beginning to understand that we better defeat the New World Order or none of us have any future. These people are ruthless and they're not going to back off. And stock markets are plunging. The global financial crisis right now is even worse than what was happening 2 years ago. It's a continuation of the same thing. I want to say great job to the crew today. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to remind you we have the online video bookstore with all the great films, books, materials, and your purchase also makes this show possible. And I want to thank a final sponsor here at the end, purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath. All their filters are made in the USA. Go to InfoWars.com to click on their banner or purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. Purewaterfreedom.com. Thanks to everybody. We've got a fighting chance. Big victory with Rand Paul. Specter falling. Thank God. We should all be rejoicing. We're winning a battle. We're going to win the war.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.